Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano, and you're in tune with the weekly broadcast of the Power of Pentecost, a little 30-minute worship service where you can join us in song and prayer and follow along in the Word of God. And by the time this service is over, know that you have worshiped Him in spirit and in truth, and the Lord will know that He has been praised. Sing with us now. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God. Oh, sing it now. And I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Hallelujah. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. And oh, yes, Sister Linda's at the piano. People love that little expression, Sister Linda's at the piano. Praise the Lord. Brother Boswell used to torment me and tease me because I'd say Sister Linda's on the piano, and he could just imagine her sitting on the piano. So I've tried to make my grammar correctly. We love Brother Boswell. Praise the Lord. Well, Sister Linda's at the piano. She's sitting on the bench. Praise the Lord. Well, we Christians have more fun accidentally than the devil's crowd does on purpose. The joy of the Lord is our strength. If you want joy, real joy, wonderful joy, let Jesus come into your heart. In Romans 15:5, the Word of God to begin today's broadcast, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded one toward another, according to Christ Jesus. Again, wonderful words of life. Just the verses and the scriptures that we read on these broadcasts every day should be enough to bring you to new life in Christ. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against God. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready. I'll give you some contact information just a little later on, and you might have your Bible open to Philippians chapter 3. All right, we're going to take the Holiness Hymns of Praise. We're going to page 187. Clap your hands and sing along with us on I'll Go Sweeping Through the Gates.
I am now a child of God. I've been washed in Jesus' blood. I am watching and I'm longing while I wait. Soon on wings of love I'll fly to a home beyond the sky. To my welcome I'll go sweeping through the gate. Yes, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Sweeping through the gate. In the blood of Calvary's Lamb, saved from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Oh, the blessed Lord of light now upholds me by His might, and His arms enfold and comfort while I wait. I am leaning on His breast, oh, the sweetness of His rest. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. lest thou go sweeping through the gate. In the blood of Calvary's Lamb, saved from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. I'll go sweeping through the gate, where the blessed for me wait, where the weary workers rest forevermore. When the strife on earth is done, and the crown of life is won, oh, the glory of that city just before. Yes, I'll go sweeping through the gates, sweeping through the gates, in the blood of Calvary's Lamb, saved from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Christ will burst my prison bars, and I'll soar beyond the stars to my Father's house, the bright and blessed estate. When the morn eternal breaks and the song immortal wakes, washed in Jesus' blood, I'll sweep on through the gate. Oh, sing it with us now. I'll go sweeping through the gate. Yes, I'll go sweeping through the gate. In the blood of Calvary's Lamb, saved from every stain I am. Hallelujah, I'll go sweeping through the gate. Hallelujah. Well, you can sure tell these broadcasts are not edited. We bring them to you as live as we can. We're planning on sweeping through the gates just as soon as the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. Let's go to the Word of God, the precious promise today. Before we pray, let's call on the name of the Lord. From Psalms chapter 3, beginning with verse 6, he says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. They have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Again, wonderful words of life. That's so rich. Let's read it again from Psalms 3, beginning with verse 6. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people. They have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me, because salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. The Lord is there to save you in the midst of 10,000s of people. Hallelujah, because salvation belongeth to the Lord. Whatever your situation is, you may feel like you're surrounded by 10,000s of problems, or 10,000s of issues, or 10,000s of enemies, or 10,000s of attacks from the devil. You may feel like you've had 10,000 nervous breakdowns, or 10,000 panic attacks, or all of those things, anxiety attacks. The Lord is there to deliver you in the midst of 10,000s of people and 10,000s of trials. Because salvation belongeth to him, let's call on him. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. We thank you, Lord, for just a verse or two once in a while. How profound and how true and how anointed and how it brings victory to us and promises us deliverance and promises to us, Lord, how you'll come to our rescue. We give you praise today for being such a wonderful Lord and Savior. We want to thank you, Lord, from right here in our living room at Mount Vernon,
Lord, to the furthest one listening away, and no matter what time of the day it is, I'm praying today, Lord, you'll hear their prayers and minister to them. Lord, we may be heard at different times, you know, by different devices, but Lord, we're praying to the same Lord each time, and there are people that are believing with us at the different times, but Lord, we're all together in one mind, in one accord, and we're worshiping you and praising you in this great service. Use it today, Lord. Bless those today. Touch those that need to be saved. Let this little message, Lord, speak to their hearts, and may the day be the day that many repent of his or her sin. We lift you up, Lord, and we thank you for lifting us up above the shadows. Lord, you said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And I want to thank you, Lord, for being such a wonderful Lord and Savior. We'll take this time together today, I pray, and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed with us, let's worship him now. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Oh, let's praise him and sing it now again. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Surely he bore our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. In just a little while, I'll give you the contact information if you're ready to take it down. All right, we're going to, Lord bless us, we're going to have Sister Linda sing for us at this time. I call it home. May the Lord bless you as she sings.
Somewhere beyond the grave, there is a land where Jesus went to prepare by his own mighty hand. And for the saved by grace, there is a resting place, and in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Some say we're dreaming. Friend, just let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it some say you can't go back to the old home again, for things will never be good as they've been. Oh, but I've got good news for you. When heaven comes in view, one glimpse and you will know that the best is yet to come. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Some say we're dreaming. Friend, just let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the skies. Some call it heaven, but I call it home.
Oh, sing that again, will you? Hallelujah.
Some
worship the Lord with us.
Call it heaven.
Hallelujah.
But I call it home. Some say we're dreaming. Friend, just let me dream on. Some call it paradise.
Praise God. Thank you for worshiping with us. We're here each week at this time, the Lord permitting and providing, and we cannot do this without you. Thank you for your prayers and your offerings and your comments and your faithfulness and for listening and worshiping with us and telling someone else about the ministry from time to time. If you would like to send any checks or money orders, song requests, prayer requests, or comments, just any letters or any mail correspondence to our broadcast, send it to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And you can call or text 618-214-1410. And then if you miss the broadcast or if the time's not convenient or if you want to download it or listen to it again, you go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click Listen Online to hear the service, and you can click Donate on the front page if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card. We recently had a little problem with our website bringing up the programs, but I contacted our webmaster, Dave Johnson, and he had it fixed the next morning. And so you shouldn't have any difficulty at all. But if you ever do have any difficulty, just let me know. We appreciate Brother Johnson and his ministry to us through our website. Again, have your Bible open to Philippians chapter 3. We're going to pick up the tempo. He's coming again.
He went to prepare a mansion in glory. I'm waiting to claim it when this life is o'er. Just lift up your head, redemption is nearing. We'll soon be with Jesus in heaven's fair shore. He's coming again, he's coming again. Changed in a moment, like him we shall be. Well, it seems I can hear the great trumpet sounding. To the splendor of heaven, I know he'll welcome me.
Hallelujah. It's going to be a great time, friend. Come and go with us.
I'd like to be here and see him descending. What joy that will be to rise up in the air. We'll greet our dear Lord. Oh, what a glad morning with Jesus forever, his glories to share. He's coming again, he's coming again, changed in a moment, like him we shall be. Well, it seems I can hear the great trumpet sounding. To the splendors of heaven, I know he'll welcome me.
Hallelujah. Well, recently we read from Philippians chapter 3 and spoke on the thought, the enemies of the cross. And I'd like to continue that some today, if the Lord will anoint us and lead us and use us. Philippians 3 and 18, he says, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, and who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." The enemies of the cross. We notice that the Scripture teaches us three things about the enemies of the cross. He tells us here that they defy the Lord in verse 18. And in verse 19, they defy their own lusts. And again in verse 19, they destroy their own lives. We looked at the thought recently as to the definition of an enemy. And I think most of us have a pretty good idea what an enemy is. But let's see what Webster had to say. He said, "It is a person who feels hatred or fosters harmful designs against and engages in antagonistic activities against another." Doesn't that sound just like the devil? Oh, yes, the devil feels hatred toward us. If he can, he falters harmful designs against us. He engages in antagonistic activities against the saints of God. The devil is not your friend. He is your enemy, and he is an enemy of the cross. The enemy of the cross defies the Lord. To defy something means to openly resist it or to refuse to obey it. Paul was writing to the Philippians here about some who were enemies. They were not friends of the cross. They opposed every demand of the cross on their own lives. They opposed the message of the cross by not lending an ear to it. They opposed the preaching of the cross with full force of their carnal nature. The call of the cross had no appeal to them whatsoever. They were the bitterest enemies of the cross, and they battled against it. But the cross would convict them of sin and consign them to hell. They stood against the cross, and it could make possible their redemption. The very thing that they needed is what they were against and stood opposed to. In verse 19, they defied their own lust. The Bible says, "whose God is their belly." The very thing that God has crucified as devilish, they crowned as divine. They had a God whom they adored and whom they adorned. Their God was themselves, and their carnal appetites. Some people's trinity is me, myself, and I. That is all they think about. Anything that they get involved in, it's to their own benefit, or somehow or another they're going to work it out to their own good. They defy their own lust. And I want you to know, friend, this goes a lot further than one of us even think about. They lived with unrestrained emotions. Just whatever excited them is what they indulged in. They lived with unlimited appetites for sin. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. It'll keep you there longer than you want to stay. And it'll cost you more than you want to pay. And the sad part about it is many people never get back. They stay out on the road of sin until their lives are gone and they slip out into eternity. But whether you're one step from God or a million steps from God, all it takes is one prayer of repentance. If you'll just turn around and look up to God today and say, Lord, I ask that you forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry for the sins I've committed and the way I've transgressed the cross. Would you forgive me? And you'll find if you'll have faith in your heart, your life can change today. And you no longer have to be an enemy of the cross, headed for destruction and headed for a devil's hell. Yes, they didn't have an unchecked desire in their body. There was no Holy Spirit to check them or to convict them. Their unbridled indulgences in secret sins filled their cup. Just remember, though, but what is done in secret will be brought out into the open. They were unrestrained. They were unlimited. They were unchecked. And they were unbridled. Eat and drink and be merry is their God, their glory and their shame. Their whole principle of life was to mind earthly things. The power that drove them on in their own course of unabated sin was the mighty driving force of the carnal nature. May the Lord help us today to realize that we need to have some restraint and we need the Holy Spirit to use us and to guide us and to lead us into all truth. Yes, they destroyed their own lives. Their end is destruction, it tells us in verse 19. The man who gives himself over to unbridled lust should consider the solemnity of his end. What an end. It is not bright. Their destiny will be determined by the Lord. Their destiny demands banishment from the Lord forever. Their destiny will delight the heart of Satan, and their destiny will be the home of Satan, hell forever. Hell, the Bible teaches us, was created for the devil and his angels. Yes, many people that travel this road, they all could be saved. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. As I've told you earlier, if you will look up to Him and trust Christ as your Savior, you too can be saved. If you'd like to be saved now, if you'd like to pray, all you've got to do is call me if you'd like to. You can send me a text. I'll call you back. We'll make some connection. 618-214-1410. I'll share some scripture with you and we'll pray and the Lord can save your soul. And I can refer you to a good gospel church. Well, this is Pastor Dennis Myers and Sister Linda's at the piano. Stay tuned with us each week at this time. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. And remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God.
He's coming again. He's coming again. changed in a moment. Like him we shall believe.